We're with Scott Tickey, who's the lead park ranger at Bald Hill Dam, just northwest of Valley City. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers going to be releasing some more water out of Bald Hill Dam starting on Monday. Tell us what we can expect.
So we're going to increase releases about 100 CFS up from what we are right now. We're right around 300 CFS at current as of today. We're going to go up to about 400 CFS on Monday, and that's just to kind of increase the speed of our drawdown. Last week, the Weather Service did some moisture surveys, and we did some ground truthing this week to confirm that. But it looks like roughly about 80% of the Upper Cheyenne River Basin is looking at 2 inches of moisture or more in the snowpack that we have out there right now. And so we are, and that's a trigger on any given year. If our water control manual says if we are at 2 inches of moisture or more on February 1st, we automatically go that full 9-foot drawdown. And so, which means we go from the normal elevation of 1266 on the reservoir down to 1257 on the reservoir. And right now they're making the determination that we're going to start looking at a drawdown going to 1259. And so that's just two feet shy of that 1257, and we're gonna that's why the increase in releases. And so we're gonna try and gain that pool storage in the reservoir over the next couple of months. Looking at March 1st as the target date right now, and then that puts us down really close. So if we need to go to 1257, we can get there really fast. And you know, it's just a carryover of all that moisture we've had this last fall in our fall flood. And now it's carrying over to the winter. Everyone that lives here knows that the snowfall we've had the last couple of big storms, they brought a lot of moisture with them. And so it's just, we're just kind of priming that pump for the spring. There's a lot of moisture, a lot of potential for things to happen in the spring. No guarantee anything's going to happen, but we're going to prepare accordingly.
Scott, the ice conditions, this will probably compromise ice conditions. So you got a warning for folks out there?
No, you know, ice conditions are pretty good. We have anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of ice on the reservoir right now. And so it's, you know, and we do this drawdown. It's probably, I'd say 3 out of 5 years we go to 1257 or close to it. And so this is not unprecedented, and it's a normal drawdown for us. And the ice just kind of, it's slow over time. Over the next couple of months we'll be doing this. And so the ice just gradually follows the water level down. So ice should remain safe. You know, again, always use caution anytime you go because, you know, it's not 100% 18 inches all over the lake. There's some spots that may have less and some spots that may have more. So just always use caution whenever you're on the ice. But it should remain safe and still be accessible for fishing.
And I forgot to ask you, Scott, who does the Upper Basin snow survey? What agency?
The Weather Service does a what they call a gamma ray flight, where they actually fly over with planes and shoot gamma rays into the snowpack, and it comes back and tells them the moisture content. And then we, the Corps of Engineers, the fellows at our office, we go out and we have our traditional snow survey sites that we go and snow survey throughout the basin. And we'll do a full one here probably towards the end of February, first part of March. We'll do a whole entire basin-wide survey. We'll probably do another one here towards the end of January, first part of February. We'll do a smaller kind of spot survey again to see where we're at and see if we're progressing like the Weather Service says we are. And then we'll do a full one as we get towards that end of February, just as a final determination to make sure, yeah, this is exactly how much moisture we have in our basin. And then we'll work with the Weather Service to come up with a good flood forecast, and then we'll proceed accordingly.
All right. There's Scott Tickey, spokesman for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Bald Hill Dam.